Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is indeed Christmas fucking Eve. How about that shit? 24th of December 2018. We're coming at you live. We're not live at all. It's just me. I'm going to shit this out. 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve, got to do this, got to do a workout before I really get stuck into this fucking turkey tomorrow. We're not having turkey, I don't know why I made that up. First of all, want to just announce a few things. We've got this big gig coming up on the 5th of January, all right, guys? Recording my fucking set at the Limelight. I haven't pushed these tickets at all because I've been busy as fuck, but there are literally about 100 tickets left, so if you want to go get yourself all up in that shit, going to have guests at it, going to do some hilarious... Gonna have some hilarious guests. I'm gonna do my set, which is gonna be a sort of a mixture of new stuff, stuff from the last tour and stuff from the tour before that, just to fucking get all my good bits, what I think are my best bits, and have them and put them together online. Shout out to the Patreon people as well. Before we move on, if you want to support the podcast and have it remain sort of ad free and I don't have to read out fucking ads for bullshit, chuck me a dollar a month or whatever. That's what people do. If you pay for Netflix and you barely watch it, if you pay your fucking TV license and you don't watch it and you listen to more podcasts, you listen to more fucking General Banter than you do any of that shit, you can just fucking sign up once, go, yeah, take a fucking dollar. You won't even notice it coming out of your bank. And, you know, collectively everyone gets together and that's how we keep this podcast rolling. You know what I'm saying? We got pop shields this week. You know, everyone giving off about the fucking, oh, bro, you need a pop shield. Because of Patreon, we can just sort those problems out immediately. You know what I mean? Oh, we're getting a buzzing off a laptop. Fix it. Pop shields. Fixing it. New mics. Fixing it. This sounds like a grime song. New mics. Fixing it. Pop shield. Fixing it. You know what I'm saying? Now, there will be complaints then of like, oh yeah, you're talking and that shit's like way too close to your face. And it looks like, you know, you're basically talking into a frisbee. But hey, what the fuck do you want from me? You know? No more of that shit. It's all done. Patreon.com/GeneralBanterPodcast. You know, let's join the Dead On Mafia. You do that, you get onto the secret Instagram page. You know, there's certain offers for buying merch and stuff. In fact, when I record this special, I'm going to give it out for free to the Patreon folk. And everyone else will have to pay for it if they want it in its entirety. I'm probably going to, you know, upload certain bits of it to YouTube. And eventually after, you know, a number of months, it will just be on YouTube. But if you want to get in there early, you know what I'm saying? Get all up inside it. So there you go, 5th of January. There is a Lavery's, I think, on the 2nd of January, which is just going to be a big gang of comedians, like it usually is. Similar to the Christmas do. I'm just hopefully all the lads will get involved. And we can really fucking watch some goddamn... Or we can really, really put together a sweet gig. And then on the 5th, of course, we're doing the Limelight. So there you go. That's about all I have to talk about right now. Yeah, fuck it. We'll play the intro up in this, bitch. I need to go do a workout, swear to God. I need to go do a workout to prep myself for this fucking ham tomorrow. Christ the night. Squirt, squirt.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you.
There you have it. Amazing. I'm just trying to load up. I mean, that's the next step, you know. We're sorting all the problems out via the Patreon donations. You got too much pop on your mic? Let me sort that out. You got some other shit going on. I'll sort it out, bro. I'll get it all sorted. The next one is to bulldoze this garage and just move somewhere that has half decent fucking goddamn internet. I'm basically trying to load up a message here. You know, you forget sometimes you're in this garage talking shit to yourself, and you know, there are people, you know, maybe having a fairly shit time. And maybe this podcast actually means something to them, which even feels crazy to me, because it literally feels like I'm just out here. In fact, a lot of doing a podcast is getting over your own fucking weirdness of how weird it feels to be sitting here talking shit, you know, even though you're dressed like a fucking trance DJ from the 90s. Look at the state of me. Look like a Lithuanian trance DJ. Got a message here. I'll not mention any names. So I've been struggling with my mental health and strain of daily life for some time now, but I've found your podcast has given me a reason to keep going. I don't have many friends, so I don't leave my house much, only to go to work, if I'm honest, really. Thank you for giving me something to look forward to. I don't have many reasons to keep going, but your podcast gives me something to look forward to. So thank you for literally saving my life. Please keep up the good work you put into the podcast. Sorry for bothering you, but felt like I had to tell you. Your podcast is doing some good, and you've literally saved my life. Thank you again. Now, that's... First of all... Oh my God, shut the fuck up. First of all, that takes a lot of bravery for that sort of fucking honesty. You know what I mean? People think it's the other way around. You're able to deal with all that shit. You're brave as shit. It's way braver to have actual fucking problems and be able to speak out about them. And it's weird because I feel, not that there's pressure on me or anything, but it's just like, you never think that sitting here talking shit and watching videos of fucking babies vomit and stuff actually gives people pleasure. Like, you forget about that. Do you know what I mean? I enjoy doing it so much that you forget that, like, oh yeah, some people actually listen to this and it entertains them and they maybe look forward to it. And if they can't, I'm gonna fuck this phone. You know, they maybe look forward to it and it actually fucking adds something to their life, which is, oh my God. How fucking stereotypical is this moment right now? Trying to have a genuine fucking moment and talk about something quite serious. And just the fucking phone is interrupting the goddamn thing. Jesus Christ. But anyway, shout out to that guy who got in touch. I mean, it's probably not the best time of my life right now, you know what I mean? Dealing with some shit, very busy, some real fucking spanners in the works. And it's weird because, you know, you read stuff like that and it's like, I found your podcast giving reason going, I don't have many friends. I've sort of realized as you grow older, a lot of the problems that you think you have, like, I don't have many friends, I don't leave my house much, only to go to work if I'm honest, I don't have many reasons to keep going, but your podcast, all these things, and they feel super overwhelming until you really, like, break them down, and sort of, you almost have to, like, step outside the box, and kind of fucking look in, and be like, why, what's going on here? And a lot of the stuff is like, I've realized, you know, the more life I've lived, you actually have to make fucking shit happen. Do you know what I mean? You know, that my immediate thought when I was talking to this dude was, like, literally if you joined anything, like if you joined a jiu-jitsu club or an MMA club or a boxing club or a fucking kickboxing club or CrossFit or, like a fucking barbell club or something. See, the second you do that, it's literally like you just, you know, it's like a club for a reason. You get in there and you immediately make fucking 50 mates. Do you know what I mean? And like, I don't know, it's like you just gotta fucking get out there and do stuff. And probably especially physical stuff. You know, you could get out and join fucking, you know, Weight Watchers or some bullshit. And you're gonna get to know people, but you're just gonna sit there and talk about how much weight you've put on, even though you're trying to lose weight, which is why I would be terrible at it, but... Yeah, just he's got to fucking do stuff, you know what I mean? This is beyond the joke, this fucking phone, I swear to God. But yeah, it's crazy, and now it freaks me out whenever... I mean, this is probably why I'm doing a podcast now on Christmas Eve, when I could have easily just not done it. But it's things like that where you're like, maybe someone is fucking looking forward to hearing it. You know? Don't want to turn this podcast into a goddamn mental health podcast, because there's 50,000 of them, and I also know fuck all about it. But, you know what I mean? Just get all Nike on it, bro. Just do it. Just fucking... There's a lot of shit you just have to fucking... You can literally change it yourself. That's... You can wait all day for some shit to happen, but it's like... A lot of those problems there can be fixed, I think. You know, you just have to be proactive. And you don't... By the way, that's another thing I've learned from doing stand-up. A lot of things you have to go through with them when you don't want to, when you're not in the mood, when you're scared, when you're fucking sick. There's a lot of shit you just fucking... You just go... Just go into fucking autopilot and be like, yep, I'm getting up. I'm gonna go to this thing. I'm gonna be scared. Every fucking gig I do, you walk on, you're shit in your pants. You know what I mean? You're literally... In fact, there's some days you're standing backstage and you're like, why the fuck did I agree to this? You know? But then you just go on and I don't know, you seem to feel better after it. So yeah, I mean, a lot of those problems can be changed if you just fucking... Just get aggressive with it, you know what I mean? Just fucking... Do you know what I mean? I've seen a lot of shit in the last few weeks and months where I'm just like, you know, if you're in any way fucking able-bodied, you should be absolutely taking advantage of it every second of the day. Do you know what I mean? Don't do what I do, which is like eat like a goddamn Viking and then also work out like you think you're a fucking pro rugby player and you just go nowhere. We'll get Christmas over us, guys, and we'll really start fucking bringing it in. You know, but anyway, shout out to our boy there. I'm not going to mention his name, but that's some brave shit. And just, you know what I mean, man? Just fucking get out there. You know, it does seem daunting. Everything's fucking daunting. Do you know what I mean? There's times, I do it all the time. You go, I'm going to nip the Tesco's here, and you pull up in the car and you fucking check your phone and you sit there and you're like, I've been sitting here for fucking 12 minutes and all I have to do is run in and get goddamn bread or something. Do you know what I mean? Just get aggressive. Just fucking lean into it. Up the fucking hoods. Let's talk about some shit that's went on last week. We had fucking Lavery's Comedy Club with some crack. Mickey sort of went on last there, did very well. We had fucking Mark McCartney, James McKegney. Wee Christmas gig there. It was great crack. You know, Lavery's is incredible. Great crowd in. I thought we could have thrown the extra one in there with McCann and it was a bit quieter. But he said, that was the week before, he said it was fucking great, even though it was a wee bit quieter. So, what the fuck can you do? Great crack as usual. Weird thing was, though, it was Shane Todd's wedding the next day. And Shane Todd's wedding... So, well, none of them boys could clearly go, like, but next day, got up, drove up to this fucking place. We're all staying in the Premier Inn in goddamn Lisburn there, which those places just are sad, you know what I mean? They just reek of sadness. But we went in, checked in, met fucking Connor Keys, Aaron McCann, Mickey, threw our bags in and went over to the event, or the venue, checked their stuff in. And went in, got a seat. Beside us was Hollywood actor Martin McCann, who, strangely enough, you know, was at my wedding day as well, because our videographer is mates with him, and he had a last minute fucking car problem, and he just had to fucking drive him down. So I'm sitting here trying to write a speech in my fucking office right at this table. And I'm like, there's our videographer and famous actor Martin McCann. Go ahead, Marty. And I was like, what the fuck? And then, of course, we're sitting there and sitting beside this chap and his lady there. And we're chatting away. And on the way in, we got like wee fucking sachets of fucking confetti that were like dried flowers. And they're like, if you'd like to take out the confetti. And I turned around to Marty and I went, fuck, I had all that already. He laughed, the dude beside me laughed, who later found out was in Two Door Cinema Club. Which is literally on the fucking... There's a couple other songs on the Lavery's playlist. You know, anytime there's a few drinks being fucking drank around here, there's always a bit of Two Door Cinema Club being played. But you just, you know, what am I doing? Am I looking up band members? Oh, yeah. Maybe if I was fucking 14, I might do that. But found out later. Didn't even speak to him, bar that, you know, just fucking, how's it going? Yeah, nice, blah, blah, blah. You know, let the wedding pass, whatever. And then fucking later on, it's like, oh, yeah, that's the dude from Two Door Cinema Club. And I was like, wonderful. But what a row. What a row to be sitting in. And then the dude that was like running the place, and I'm sure I'm not the only fucking person made this joke, the dude that was like coordinating the day, I don't know what they even call those people, couldn't look more like the dude from Hitman. Do you know what I mean? I turned around to fucking what's his tits, Connor Keyes, and I was like, have you seen the movie Hitman? And he looked around at this dude who's wearing a black suit, red tie, bald head, black eye, like pretty intense, sounds like me, pretty intense looking, and he fucking laughed his head off, and I was like, god damn it, unbelievable. And then that was it. It was a fucking nice wee service. I tell you what I have a problem with. See, when people do a performance and no one claps, drives me nuts. See, if you're in a bar and someone's playing in the background, there's times where the guy's got to the end of fucking Wonderwall or whatever, and I've just went, yes mate, fair fucking play, by myself like a cock. There's nothing worse. It feels like, that's why I hate awkwardness like that, you know what I mean? If I'm doing a stand-up gig, or we're doing Lavery's, we tell the sound tech, we're like, see, the second the guy's like, thank you very much, good night, play music. Because see, if you have to walk off in goddamn silence, it's the worst thing of all time. And everyone's fucking gathering their coats and all. You get a bit of fucking atmosphere going. And Shane had a girl singing at the wedding. Which, like, talk about balls. Jesus Christ. Someone was like, do you want to get up here and sing in front of this wedding service? I would be like, this is actually my worst nightmare of all time. But she got up and sang this song with the fucking string quartet and everything. And it finished, and then she just went and sat there. And I was like, I let out one clap. I went... And then no one else clapped, and I went, oh, for fuck's sake. I should have kept clapping. Everyone would have clapped. But yeah, lovely service. Went outside, you know, freezing. Just fucking freezing. It's nice and romantic having a winter wedding, but just see if someone who wears hoodies and hats all the fucking time, and I'm standing there in a suit, I'm like, oh my god. You know, and then they walked out, chucked some confetti on them, and then we went into the other venue where the sort of dinner and stuff was. And Jesus Christ, did I get drunk very quickly. You know, when they're dishing out Prosecco or whatever the fuck it was, I don't drink that shit at all. But I got, you know, you got one glass and you're like, very low, this is not. And they were serving hot chocolate, bonus move. That's, you know, freezing cold outside, hot chocolate with cream and shit, unbelievable. So I fucking had one of these, and then the wee lady was walking around, she's like, would you like a top up, sir? And you're like, believe me, I don't deserve to be called sir ever. And I know that you're like 50, so you don't need to be at that. And she fucking just kept topping it up. And then she came around again, topped it up. And then someone came around with some like wee snacks. And I was like, yep, give me about fucking 8 of those, because I'm going to keel over around here. Get those in me. And so I was fucking steaming, you know. And then you go in for the dinner and the fucking speeches. There was a couple of speeches, and they were very, very good. And then Shane's dad goes up. And you know one of those speeches where he's probably worried about it a lot and it means a lot to him, and he absolutely knocked it out of the park. And then after that, the fucking two best men have to talk, and you're like, bro, we got the fucking... You got the lineup messed up here. You got the fucking lineup messed up. You should have closed on your dad. He fucking wrecked the shop. Totes of mosh, you know, and then we all had the fucking dinner. We were at the... Oh my god. This was our table, right? Me, Maureen, Aaron McCann, Connor Keyes, Mickey, Aaron Butler, Woodsy, Lisa, his fiance. Who the fuck else was at that table? That might have been it. I don't even know how many that was, but Jesus Christ, were we blocked. Absolutely fucking steaming. People were like, just, you know, just people fucking giggling, laughing, and fucking knocking pints over, and the dinner came out when McCann was at the fucking toilet, and I lifted all his dinner off onto my plate and just left him with like one fucking Brussels sprout. And he came back and you could see him, because he's an awkward cunt at the best of times, and he was trying to act normal, like, where the fuck is my dinner? And I just had a heap of fucking turkey and ham about that high on my plate. Silly bitch. And then we just got steaming, and then we fucking drank more. I don't know what the fuck happened after the dinner and the speeches, and we were out in the fucking bar area, and me and Dave Elliott were talking, and we were getting quite animated about something, and he fucking, he's holding his drink, and whatever fucking crazy action he was doing, I did something similar, and he, as he came up, I just, all I did was clip with my fucking finger the top of his glass, which made the glass go forward and then back very quickly and flick backwards, and it fucking covered him. Like fucking the whole way down the front of him. And he literally had to go and get changed. He came back, he was wearing like a shirt, a waistcoat and jeans and trainers, because I fucked the whole thing. And now he laughed his bollocks off for about 10 minutes. I don't even know what the fuck we were talking. It was definitely sexual. But like, you're talking about something and he's just fucked this stuff all over the place. Very entertaining. Very entertaining indeed. There was an exciting moment when all the girls seemed to be drinking these Proseccos. They were drinking bottles of Prosecco, little miniature ones. And they were putting like strawberries and raspberries in it and stuff. And the bar was quite busy. And I went up and I was like, here, can I get, and I said, two Proseccos with, and can I get the, I was like, can I get the ones with the strawberries in it? And the barman was like, no sweat. And then he's away for, you know, he turned his back and he was fucking about. And I was like, surely I wouldn't take that long. It's just two bottles. And then he turns around and he has two small plastic shot glasses with Sambuca in it and a raspberry. And I went, bro, sorry, I actually said Prosecco. I want a Prosecco. And he goes, all right. I don't know what fucking asshole around here is ordering goddamn Sambucas with a raspberry in it. And I was like, well, fuck me. Got our wires crossed there, didn't we? And I was like, what do I do with these? And he goes, fucking horse it into you. So we did shots of Sambuca with a raspberry in it, as if Sambuca couldn't get fucking any worse. You're like, here, have a big chunky bit of shit in the middle of it. That's also super fucking like sour, and just neck that shit. And then we're doing fucking straw pedos with WKD and then chugging the pints, and it was fucking a disaster, like absolute disaster. Talking shit all night. Paddy McDonald arrived. I had some of the fucking weed vapes left over. I took it out of my pocket and he's like, what the fuck's that? And I was like, it's weed vape. And he fucking hit it a wee bit, and then he gave a few people a lift home, and then he texts me and he goes, mate, I had fucking 10 Tunnocks tea cakes and 4 packets of crisps after that fucking thing. And I was like, no, the crazier part is that you drove home when you were stoned out of your fucking mind. Maybe he was okay, but he just had the munchies like a motherfucker. And then Pete Snodden DJ'd for the last hour, playing all the fucking, basically, I don't know, it was like fucking Ministry of Sound presents Balearic fucking trance hits from 2001. Class, just banging out the tunes. Everyone was raving the bit out. Lethal. And just all around good night. And shout out to our boy Michael as well. He is Shane Todd's barber, who basically gave us a fucking lift back to the hotel. And we absolutely hijacked his aux cord. Just blasting tunes. And fucking... goddamn, we played Sicko Mode by our boy Travis Scott there, and the guy's like, fuck, what's this song? I haven't heard it. And McCann literally got offended in the backseat. He's like, have you not heard fucking Sicko Mode, sir? Jesus Christ, fucking. And then he's going buck mad. Some of the videos, I might actually put them up on Instagram, some of the videos from the hotel room where we, you know, do you want to go to bed since we drank since fucking 1 o'clock? No, let's get back to the hotel, because Mickey's got tins of gin. Tins of gin. Disgusting. Is this the fucking song? 19 million views, oops. Is this the one that was on the car?
Hello, welcome to Quincy's Car Wash. Just start looking up. Yeah. My associates would
tell a friend She got some ass, bring it in. Bitch, I'm the new CNN. Yeah, reel it in. I got the bag, tell a friend. She got some ass, bring it in. Bitch, I'm the new CNN. Yeah, dripping. Really got the TikTok missing.
Just really, now, just going buck mad after a wedding to that shit. Now, could you have a fairly serviceable wank watching this video? Absolutely. Check out the shitters in this goddamn video. How do they get away with? How do they get away with like the thong? And you can literally see the wrinkle of someone's anus. Do you know? And they're like, "Hey, you can't show a nipple, but here's the wrinkle of my anus." The wrinkle of my stinkle. Jesus Christ, Nick. I've lost all interest in this podcast. Absolutely lost all train of thought there. I mean, I think even black dudes in rap videos realize that the unicorn in the world is a white girl with a perfectly round hole. You know? Perfectly round ass. You know, most people's holes tend to be fairly circular. But you really do see the wrinkle of the stinkles there. You know? So, and also, do the names of the podcast sort themselves out? 100%. Wrinkle of that stinkle. So that was us at fucking 3 in the morning coming back from this thing, just fucking dabbing the windows out of this guy's car. Take that. You know, back to the hotel. I have a video of Aaron McCann sort of like dancing by himself and no one knows that. You know, and there's people are like, dance like nobody's watching. Don't, because someone's always watching and you look terrible. And he's going fucking ballistic to this song, the sicko mode. And it's just funny. It's just goddamn funny. Now, I have never had a hangover like that in my life. Fucking dying. And the next day, I just kept eating. You know when you're like, I'm going to eat and drink everything? You know, you're like, I'm going to drink all this water. I'm going to have this fucking Diet Coke. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have this. I'm going to eat this. I'm going to eat some fucking chocolate. I'm going to make a protein smoothie. I literally had everything. And I was just like, no, it was just dying. Just fucking dying. You know? Oh my God. Goddamn hectic. Did that. And the worst thing was, got through the Friday night. All day Friday with a fucking stinking hangover. By the way, there's been this like sort of like ceasefire agreement type thing. It's the wrong term completely. Over Christmas, where people are just kind of, everyone's just like, well, let's not buy each other presents at all. And everyone's like, yep, fine. No one gives a fuck. No one really needs anything. Although I did get more in like, I mean, I have a major problem with like buying people stuff and not being able to wait till it's the event. But then I also want to send out the message like, do you know what I mean? We have a good time all the time. We don't need to wait for fucking Christmas. Suck my dick, Santa Claus. With your fluffy beard. You know what I'm saying? Go fuck yourself. We don't need to wait for that. So I'll buy, like I bought Maureen some fucking earrings. Not cheap. Not cheap. That, I mean, there's something about jewellery where I'm like, why so dear? You know what I mean? Like, I know it's supposed to be somewhat precious, but how come I could order 500 pairs of these if they're not that precious, you know? So got all of those, and they're even more insignificant when they arrive. You're like, oh, really? That's what we're paying for there. That is what we're paying for. I think it's because, you know, I mean, you'll turn around and spend a ridiculous amount of money on bit fucking lenses or something, but you're like, at least I'm using that. You know, this is just hanging out of your fucking ear. So I got those and then some other like boots that she wanted. But this is me. This is us not getting gifts. But yeah, everyone's just like, yeah, don't worry about gifts. So I haven't done anything. I haven't been in a shop. You know, having dinner with their family this year. My sister's having fucking dinner with her husband's family, and then my dad's with his new fucking girlfriend there hosting them. So I don't have to leave the house. Hopefully I'm just gonna fucking sit there and make crispy goddamn Brussels sprouts, loving it, absolutely lording it all day. Now, can I take my eyes off this goddamn video? No. Wow. Look at all the shitters. I'm Kobe, I'm never gonna dish. I mean, in this day and age, I mean, talk about fucking. Are you pulling the bull over my eyes? Like, the amount of girls I've seen. Now, come on, bro. The amount of girls I've seen on like fucking Instagram or something, and they're like standing, like literally, like they've got goddamn scoliosis. I don't even know what that is, but does it make your back bent? They're standing so fucked up, and they have their fucking leggings yanked up over their goddamn shoulders, you know, splitting their puss in three bits. And they just, and it's like, oh yeah, you can see any girl that's reasonably hot out there. You shouldn't be skint ever, because you can literally, in a roundabout way, prostitute yourself online, because people are that stupid. You know what I mean? You just fucking say, I've seen people stand there like looking like goddamn Kim Kardashian, and then you see them in public and they just look like a fucking bucket of shit. But it doesn't matter, because it's like Instagram. You just do, you fucking fake it till you make it. Kim Kardashian's probably like that. Do you remember the photos come out and she just looked like some fat bitch at a beach? And then you fucking put that thing around her waist and she stands all weird and like forces her hole out, and you're like, oh my god, she's hot as fuck. If you're remotely hot and you're a girl these days, there's no fucking way you shouldn't have less than 20,000 followers on Instagram, and then all of a sudden be selling whatever fucking horse shit people sell when they're like an influencer. You know what I mean? I'm an influencer. What does that mean? Have a nice hole. Which sometimes not even. You know what I mean? Just force it in the air. You know, take a photo on a GoPro, make your arse look massive. Fucking wild. It's wild shit. Here's the starter kit. Get a pair of Gymshark fucking bottoms. Pull them so far up into your fucking clam. Just like you're wedging the fuck out of yourself. Get both nips pierced and just wear like a white top and no bra on. And then put fucking lipstick or lip gloss or whatever, like literally up over the bridge of your nose and down around like that. And just stand there like 20,000 followers, no sweat. Hashtag Insta booty, you know what I mean? There's no reason why you should have no money. You should be getting sponsored to just stand there. Because it doesn't even have to be real, you know what I mean? We know your tricks, you know what I mean? Pull the fucking leggings up to like the bottom of your ribs, you know? And then just have a fucking bra top or like a sports bra thing on. And then just all that's left is like two little lines at the side where you're like, yeah, I've got a six pack. And you're like, yeah, of fucking donuts. You fat bitch. I'm just jealous. I don't think dudes can fake like fitness. Can they? I don't know how dudes do it. Do you fucking like stand up with a light right above your head? And you're all greased up and you get in it like a real fucking, you know, oh, just happen to be carrying these bags like this. You know? Fuck Mickey Bartlett. I can say whatever I want about him because he doesn't listen to this. You know what I mean? He'll smoke 100 fags and eat two Dominoes and go to the gym and skip for 10 minutes and then stand under a light and be like, I'm not too bad, you know, getting away with it here. And then he takes that photo where it's like, you see like his tits and then he's got his arms like this, so it looks like he's half muscular, and then you don't see anything below that because it's an absolute El Desastre, Spanish for mess. Fuck you, Mickey. You barrel of bollocks. What am I talking about? I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, did 2 gigs in Larne over the weekend. Take my career advice, girls. Sorry, just to go back to that. Just if you got a remotely sweet hole. I said that to Maureen one time. I was looking at people online. I was like, there's no reason why you couldn't be doing this. Not that I would enjoy that, because I can barely put a photo up of me and you without someone being like, fucking, how'd you pull her, you ugly bastard? Jesus, look at her tits. And then some guy that's never read anyone ever, she'd get it. She'd get it. I tell you who's getting it right now. My hand, this fucking packet of ham and a Pringles tube, and then also your wife would get it, mate. Jesus fucking Christ. You know, you're punching above your weight. Uh-huh. That's what happens when you're an absolute player. What do you want me to do? Like, oh, am I? Oh, sorry. I'll break up with my wife that we've been together for like fucking 8 years. I'll break up with her immediately and just go out and get the first absolute swamp donkey that I can get my hands on, you know? And I say get my hands on. Hopefully she's fat enough. I can barely get a bit of purchase on her. And, you know, I'll just put my dick between the gap in her teeth. And it'll be so hot and sexy, you know. People making me sick. Anyway, went to Larne on Saturday, which was fucking weird because I'd done a gig at this place. It's called the Older Fleet. And I did a gig there before, and the guy was like, yeah, come on, we'll wait upstairs. And he takes us upstairs to a fucking function room. And I'm like, what the fuck is this, bro? And he goes, oh, yeah, this is the function room I have upstairs. And I'm like, well, obviously, why are you not doing the gig up here? And he goes, oh, I don't know, I just thought I'd do it down the bar downstairs. And I was like, no, this is a goddamn function room. Lavery's doesn't even look this good. This is a better layout than Lavery's, for fuck's sake. Do it up here. And I did the gig. Disaster. The people that were there to laugh, laughed. But this is like 2 years ago. And then he emailed me again. He's like, oh, would you come back and all? We'll do it ticketed. We'll do it upstairs. And I was like, yep, fair enough. Let's do it. So we went down the Saturday night. And what do you know? It was a fucking good gig. Everybody enjoyed themselves, apart from one woman with an orange top who had a face like pure shit the whole time. She just sat there like, what's going on here? Now, it may well have been down to the fact that Mickey called the heckler a fucking spastic to their face. But, you know, grow up, bro. It's fucking Saturday night. What are you, fucking baby? But she just sat there like... It actually... you know something annoyed her because that takes more effort to sit there with a face like shit like than to just fucking enjoy yourself. I don't know what the crack was. But went up, did the gig, seemed pretty decent. Seemed like fun, and that was it. I mean, it was hilarious when we fucking... my neck is so stiff, bro. When we pulled up, I mean, we were a bit early, and me and Mickey were just waiting in the car, and I'm writing a set list, and he's smoking a fag or whatever. And this car pulls up. Quite a tight little car park, you know what I mean? Like, there's two rows of spaces on each side, and then up the middle is a gap that's about the length of a car. So it's fairly fucking tight to park. This guy pulls up at the weirdest angle, starts to reverse, and I'm like, he's gonna hit that van, and he's like, almost hits the van, stops, goes forward again, reverses again. Now he's like, he's not even lined up with the space. He's just stuck like Austin Powers between two cars, just like. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I know I can't fucking park, but that is some hectic parking there. And then he eventually scrapes it in, and he's starting to turn a wee bit too hard, and I'm like, he's going to hit my fucking car. And then he stopped again, straightened up, and then put it back in the space, which is a pretty wide space, but the car's still at a fucking shitty angle. And Mickey goes, he might be blocked. And I went, fuck, you right enough, I never thought of that. Girl, this woman gets out of the car, she seems like fairly fucking... sober, and this guy gets out, puts a cigarette in his mouth, and just starts banging off the fucking car. And I'm like, oh my god, he is fucking steaming. And you can even hear in his voice, he was inaudible, like fucking, he's fucking going to fucking, oh, Jesus Christ, sir. He's fucking trying to, you know, like walk and light a cigarette. Looks like he's crip walking, you know what I mean? He's fucking trying to get across the car park. And I was like, Jesus Christ, welcome to Larne, ladies and gentlemen, where this fucking guy can't even goddamn walk. Terrifying. And then we got out in the street, and this dude runs down the street all panicked, and he's like, oh Jesus Christ, boys. It was just us on the street. This is Larne for you. Nothing happening. Absolutely not a single person on the street. And we go out to this bar, or we're standing out in the street anyway, outside this bar, and the wind is literally like whistling down the street, and this fucking dude just comes sprinting down all out of breath. He's like, lads, you couldn't tell me where the ferry terminal is. Now, he was obviously blocked too, and I'm not being funny. There's a fucking ferry pulling up behind us at the end of the street. Like, mate, do you know where the ferry terminal is? And I was like, nah. And at this point, I was like, well, obviously it's just there. It's at the end of the fucking street. But I was trying to be, like, funny with him, and I was like, mate, I have no idea, bro. And he didn't even get the joke. He was like, oh, fuck, sorry, boys, for disturbing you and all. I'll see you later. And he runs on down the street, and I'm like, yeah, maybe... walk in the general direction of that enormous fucking ferry, you dickbag. Anyway, we went in, everyone's fairly civil, you know what I mean? The Frampton fight was coming on, that's why the gig was early. Which is good, you know what I mean? Like, that might be a good night out for a lot of people, is say there's like a fight on or there's something on later at night, and you can get the comedy show in early. You know, you can go out, you can have a few pints, you can watch the show, and then it's done by, like, we were done at 9 o'clock. Mickey went up, did 40 minutes break. I went up, did about 40 minutes, 45. Got off. People are, that's more than enough comedy for people to sit and fucking concentrate for. Everyone was pished. I mean, as we were standing outside, Mickey was having a smoke. There was people leaving the gig that were absolutely bollocks. And I was like, they did some work. They did some serious fucking work in those 2 hours. So that was it. And the thing was, the gig on the Saturday night was actually an added gig. The original gig was the next night on the Sunday. So we had to go do it all again. But of course, what did we do? We went home. We were supposed to go into the Moy. Huh? What am I, fucking culty now? And I phoned Maureen because all their family went out for food. And then they were like, oh yeah, we're out here. And do you want to come meet us? And I was like, well, absolutely don't want to, but I will. And I went in. Couldn't get the car parked literally anywhere, and was just like, right, can't get the car parked here. Me and Mickey might just head on back here and have some drinks. And she was like, great idea, we're leaving now too. And then we went home and drank till 5 in the morning. Hmm? 5 in the fucking morning. Merry Christmas, yous cunts, yous. Unbelievable. And the worst thing was, we only really started drinking at like 11 o'clock at night. And at this point, Maureen and her whole family had been out since about fucking 6. So they had serious drinking time under their belt already, and then drank fucking all night. Oh my God, it was hectic. Like, next morning, full dying. Very rare you see Maureen absolutely dying. She just wait. Maureen, like, doesn't hide her emotions very well, so she woke up and her face was literally like an exaggerated frown, and she's like, I'm not well. And then it was pretty much just a day of just holding things in front of her face like a baby that's upset. Just going, do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this? Fucking hell. Disaster. Too old for that shit. Too old, you know? And then you're shitting like a fucking lunatic the next day. And you're going, what have I done to deserve this? And then you start to deconstruct what you ate the last day or the day before. And you're like, okay. Didn't really eat till about 12 o'clock. Yep. And then I had, I made an omelette, which initially was for 2 people. So I put about 6 eggs in it. And there was black pudding in it. This is my favourite meal of all time, by the way. An omelette with spinach and black pudding. Fucking delicious. I was like, it was initially for 2 people. So there's 6 eggs in it. And I ate half of it. And then I was like, that's really delicious. I cut another slice. I ate that. I then did a miniature workout before I went, and then I ate the rest of it, okay? And then we went and did the gig. Had like a protein bar or something on the way. That was about 3 hours after. Me and Mickey finished. We're like, we're starving. Let's go to KFC. Got some hot wings. Got a fucking mini fillet burger, okay? Didn't barely touch the sides. I was like, I'm fucking still hungry. Went home, drank a lot of tins, and then Begley ordered 4 Domino's pizzas. And you know what, guys, it's time to change the lifestyle up, because Kieran Bartlett, who is also a fat bastard, he was like, he used to do jokes about like being in Lavery's, and someone would come up with food, like someone had ordered food, and they would just scan around the place and go, obviously the big lad ordered the food, and go over to him and be like, did you order 2 steaks? And he's like, no, I'm doing a fucking gig. But you've clearly, you know, you've profiled me there. You've looked around and went, which fat cunt ordered 2 steaks and go to give it to him? Same thing with me. Ate 1 bit of pizza the other night. Went back to drinking my beers at the seat there. And then people ate away. And I got up and I walked over to the pizza. And Maureen's dad goes, step away from the pizza. And I'm like, everyone's had 12 slices each. And I'm going to have my second one now. But I get the fucking dog's abuse because I'm the fat cunt. We need to change it up. You know what I'm going to do? See you in the new year. I'm going to get shredded weight, and it is going to be insufferable for everybody, because I feel like it's the last thing. I feel like I'll get a lot more bald abuse once I'm in shape, you know, once you get in shape, and they're like, what's the most obvious? You're bald. You know, because at the minute I feel like, I don't know what you'd have to do. You know, you could fucking, you could have any accomplishment and people would still be like, fat. You fat bastard. You know? And I'm over here just fucking. Tell a friend, she got some ass, bring it in. Bitch, I'm the new CNN. Yo, dripping. Really got the TikTok missing. It's pimping. That song's called, by a guy called Anime, and the song's called Reel It In. And you know what you'd be reeling in? Your fucking boner once you watch that video. Squirt, squirt, bitch! Know what I'm saying? What is it? Oh, okay. They're all having great crack down at Maureen's parents' house, and I'm going to have to go down there in a wee while and fucking act normal. Okay. Let me see, you bastard. Right, let me just get into my questions here. By the way, Merry Christmas, guys. You know what I mean? What a fucking year. What a year it's been. I'm going to make a wee sort of highlight video, but there's been some shit. There has been some shit that's went down, let me tell you, this year. Fuck, I don't know. I had big shows this year in the limelight in Belfast early in the year. Goddamn. Fucking. Married. Went on honeymoon to Mexico. Went on that Euro trip. Went to LA. Did one of the last few gigs at Mandela Hall before they tore the fucking thing down. Historic shit. It's been a busy year. And you know what? Not even started yet, bitches. Not even started. Wait till you see what this podcast becomes in 2019. It's going to make you sick, bro. It's going to make you fucking projectile out your arsehole. Now, let me see what these... Oh, look at these cute bitches all down here just eating fucking donuts. Unbelievable. Let me see if I've got any more messages here. 21 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago. Am I too late? Yes, you are, bro. Instantly went next level ledge with Peep Show quote. Very swaggy. Well, I'll tell you what. I didn't even know it was a Peep Show quote, so eat my asshole. By the way, that's been in the fridge, that one tin, since the last podcast. This is where I have soft drinks, guys. That and 8 times every other day. Also, shout out to Big Bear McNaughton, who we met last night. Who is a strong man from Larne, and followed him back on Instagram there, and was like, oh, now I realise where I get the name Big Bear, you know? He's on some MTV show there. It must be like when couples go on it, him and his fucking... I mean, was he wearing a wedding ring in one of those? It might well be his goddamn husband. You know? Hopefully he appreciated my gay material last night. And by that I mean jokes. Not my dick skin. I mean, how hilarious. Not hilarious, but like... Just, you know what I mean? Just breaking the stereotypes, bro. Dude must be fucking 25 stone of pure burl. Lifting goddamn cars above his head. You know? Kissing dudes. Up a fucking peelers. You know what I mean? And by the way, you know when you're like, you know, if I was a gay dude, I'd probably fall into the bear category. And then you see that cunt and you're like, hey, I would be like a wee kitten. That would be my name in the fucking gay categories. I've seen Colin the kitten. You timid bitch. But fucking gentleman, and he actually invited me and Mickey down to do some strongman stuff, so that might be a right laugh. He goes, oh, I know why you boys went and did the Muay Thai. Why don't you just come down and do some strongman stuff and, like, try and pull the truck or lift the Atlas stones and then maybe try eating, like, a diet that I would eat in a day? And I was like, listen, the diet bit won't be a challenge, mate. And it was even like that Jay Cutler thing I watched last week. He's like, I hate eating. He goes, someone asked me what favourite food I have. He goes, I don't have a favourite food because I eat so much. I'm sick to death of it. Same with this guy. He's like, stuff that I used to love. He's like, my mom set down a fucking pavlova and he'd be like, oh, fuck. And he goes, I'll eat it anyway. Sure, it's 1,000 calories just because he eats like fucking 10,000 calories a day. But you're like, is that a full fucking pavlova, bro? You gotta imagine, like, how would y'all barf? How would y'all just be barfing all the time? You know what I'm saying? Punching harder than Mike Tyson. Oh, you've done all right for a fat cunt. Just fucking reading some just comments. Hi Colin, sorry to message direct as I know you don't like it. Haha, will there be any, I don't mind it at all, will there be any gigs between the 19th and the 2nd from either of you or Big Mick? Up the hoods. That's disgusting. Stevie, there is a gig in Lavery's on the 2nd, but I don't know if you'll be able to catch that or not. Sorry. Kicked him in the penis. Someone sent me a link there. I can't even click on it. Did you see Bill Burr on the H3H3 podcast? Bill roasted the fuck out of him. No, I haven't seen that at all, although I might check it out. Can't wait. Because I'm a fan of both of those. Rob Cooked. Still waiting on you to rip the shit out of CrossFit, mate. Happy fucking Christmas, you gobshite. Here's a problem. See all those fucking documentaries and stuff on CrossFit? I enjoyed the fuck out of them. You know, the way they edit it together and make it look all dramatic. And the thing is, like, anyone that's into, like, weightlifting or the fitness fucking world, there's real mixed opinions on CrossFit. A lot of people are like, you shouldn't be fucking, you know, fucking seeing how many deadlifts you can do in 7 minutes or something stupid. You know, like, you shouldn't be doing certain Olympic lifts to failure because the technique goes out the window and it's really dangerous and stuff. And it's true if you're like, it's just, I think it just depends what you're going to do. And it's like, if it's fun to watch and it's, I mean, I know it literally like changes people's lives when they fucking join a club and they're like, this is fucking incredible, the sense of community, you know, going to the box, you know, for sure, just say gym. And you know, it's fucking good for people. And there's a lot of workouts that I do that are like fucking CrossFit-esque, you know what I mean? You'll pick three exercises and just like do an AMRAP, you know, see how many rounds you can do in that allocated time. I don't do anything crazy, like, but you know, it's very CrossFit-y, very fucking, you know, there's a lot of shit they do that are, you know, is very effective when you're fucking working out. But here's the fucking thing. If it was all about being sensible, you know, you wouldn't do any fucking sport. You know? Oh, you shouldn't be playing rugby. You shouldn't be playing a sport with fucking head-to-head contact by accident. You shouldn't be doing jiu-jitsu. You know, you shouldn't be hyperextending your fucking joints and squeezing your neck all the time. Yeah, fucking right, you shouldn't. But is it fun? You know? Are you going to be in all-round better shape than someone who does nothing? 100%. Is a CrossFitter who trains regularly going to be in better shape than he would have been had he just fucking went for a jog twice a week? Probably. Probably be in way better shape. Is he going to push the limits the whole time and fucking, you know, oh, I've fucking torn a bicep or some bullshit? Probably. But like, you know, if you're taking care of your body because you want to do more CrossFit, then you just do what everyone, every other fucking athlete does and recover from an injury. And, you know, keep fit in other ways and then, you know, rehab yourself and then get back to normal. But all those movies are fucking interesting as fuck. You know, when you start to find out, like, you know, is it really the fitness or is it like just whoever's got the fucking strongest mind? Because you take a look at the likes of Matt Fraser and you're like, if you put him in a fucking lineup of people, there's no way I would pick him as someone who looks like he's the fittest guy in the world. But there you go. He's just got the fucking iron will and just fucking beats everybody at everything. Crazy. But yeah, there are some weird fucking things. I mean, everyone always makes fun of those pull-ups where they do the fucking, like, kipping shit. Which is like, I think they just need to change the name of it because, you know, a regular pull-up has a lot of benefits. And I'd say, do they not class those kipping pull-ups as like a gymnastics move? Like, it's not really a strict fucking pull-up where you're like trying to really work the muscles. They do it in such a way where you have to do high reps of them and it becomes like a stamina, or it becomes like a cardio thing nearly. you know, because you have to do fucking 50 of them or some bullshit. I don't know, you know. But if you want to, you know, check out some chicks who can't walk right because their thighs are that big, that's your sport. Where are we at? Honestly, every once in a while, I'll just, that video on the screen will just catch my eye and I'm like, Less a question, more about topic for the podcast. How can she slap? More Indian madness, comedy gold. I can't even, oh, that's from last week. How can she slap with subtitles? Would love to hear your take on it. How can she slap? What the fuck can she slap? I'm gonna let that load up. How can she slap with English subtitles? Okay. This is obviously a fucking cover of a song, is it? Kelly Tolibo Chibo Chow Cho.
What the f*** is it with this stupid sideburns of yours? Are you in some sort of a time capsule 60s mein pahunch gaye ho? What is it with those faces? What are you doing? What is that? These guys don't have tongues. No, really, they can't talk.
You don't have tongue?
Wanna say something?
No.
Kyun? Dekh ke phat gaye. Idiot.
What I love is the just complete mix-up of two languages there. It's like, fucking idiot. Blardy, 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 fucking ball bag. They always, everybody did that fucking bit about like watching like RTE or whatever fucking, what's the Irish speaking one? TG4 or whatever. And it's all like fucking blah, 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 fucking iPad. Just chucking in words that they don't have translations for. She's the same. Bloody, bloody, blah, absolute fucking spastic.
Idiot.
Idiot bastard.
Yeah, yeah. These guys have no life in them. I'm telling you guys something, you'll have absolutely no reaction. Okay. I guess I'm done over here. Thanks, guys.
Isha. I think तुम इन दोनों को अपना चैलेंज ही नहीं दिखा देती.
There's not one word coming out of their mouth.
Actually, the thing is that we don't want to talk with you, actually. That's
why don't you go and fuck off then?
You go.
How fucking weak bitch is that? Why don't you fuck off? And he goes, no, you go. Why don't you kiss my bollocks? You kiss my bollocks. So not clever.
You go.
Fuck off then.
Why don't you fuck off then? You go.
You go.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Oof. How can you slap? How can you slap?
Bloody mad or what, bloody?
How can she slap? How can she slap me?
How can you slap, bloody fucker?
Fight.
Bastard. Bloody bastard.
How can you slap me?
You bastard. How can you hit her? I'll fuck your face right now. You fucking bastard. I'll fucking kiss bastard. Are you kidding? Mother choke branch.
How can
she
slap me, sir? How can she slap me?
How can
she
slap you?
How can she slap me?
I'll slap you. I'll slap you. I'll slap you.
Full rat going on. I also don't know what this fucking show is at all. You got a girl standing there shouting at these guys. These guys are bloody shit. They don't say a fucking word, bastard. And then I don't know what the show is. I just don't know what the show is. You can fuck off. No, you go. And then she slaps it. I mean, I've said this before. See, when people are like, you should never hit a girl. See, if you are a girl, don't abuse the fact that it's supposed to be the social norm that no one's allowed to hit a female under any circumstances. Because if you fucking smack someone in the face, 9 times out of 10, their immediate reaction is rage. You know? You don't get free shots. And by the way, if it went, if it got legal, you'd probably be, they'd probably be on your side a lot, because everyone's like, you shouldn't hit females. But you also shouldn't abuse the fact that you think nobody can hit you back. You're not, you're only protected by morality. You're not actually protected right there in that moment when you fully swing your arm back and crack someone on the face as hard as you can. And I'm sure it's fucking painful. And people's immediate reaction is rage, and they hit you back, and you're like, oh, how dare ye? Don't fucking be hitting people then. Don't hit anybody. It's a fucking, I mean, to have a fucking argument like that and then hit someone out of rage is you're fucking a lunatic, like, you know? I mean, there's certain things where violence is absolutely called for, you know, like that dude who, I mean, I remember what someone sent me before, it was like an article where there was like a white guy who killed his fucking wife and kids and all this shit. And they were like, this loving father turned murderer. And then there was a guy who caught a burglar, in a black guy who caught a burglar in his kid's bedroom. And he beat the fucking shit out of him. And the guy died. And they were like, this murderous father kills intruder in the thing. And you're like, not only should the guy been given a fucking medal of honor or something, but that's absolutely the least that you could expect if you, someone catches you in a child's room. Is that, that's the risk. That's the risk of burglary. That the dude beats the fucking life out of you, literally. Violence is called for. But if you're just having a fucking row on an Indian TV show, like, this bloody bastard! You fucking bastard! And you crack up and slap somebody. You know, you're mental. You're out of your mind. But it's, and people just don't, can't take fucking responsibility for their actions either. You're acting a cunt and someone throws you out of a club and you're like, yeah, you fucking wanker! And you're like, do you not realise how much of a cock you're being? It's like when I slag someone off at a gig and they get offended and they leave and you're like, it was easy. You sit there, you say nothing, we all get along well. You say something to me, I say something back, you get offended, you're an idiot. Anyway, let's get through the rest of these questions for our little Christmas special. If you had all the money in the world, what's the first thing you would do? Give it out to some people. If I've all the money. You don't really want all the fucking money, do you? I don't know. I don't know. I probably wouldn't do that much different, apart from I'd have a delicious podcast studio. You know, we'd probably have a bunch of sweet cars out the front of our massive house. And I would probably be in fucking Bali or something. You know what I mean? You'd still be getting the same shit. Like, what are your thoughts on Lauren? I mean, there's something innately shite about harbour towns, no matter where you go in the world. There's always a weirdness around it. But I don't think I've met, you know, anyone that I know that's from Lauren is very pleasant. And any time we went down and gigged, no one was annoying. Everyone was like, right, how's it going? You know, glad you're here. Fucking, you know. Cheers, like literally like cheers for coming to Lorne. Like it was goddamn charity work. But I don't mind it. My granny used to take me to Lorne when I was a kid all the fucking time. I don't know why, it was like her hotspot. I've talked about this before, but you go to Lorne and I would always be so bored that she would have to have stop and have coffee. And now I realise when I'm an adult, she was probably just fucking knackered carting me around the whole fucking day. You know? Fucking like, Jesus Christ, get in here to have a fucking latte. Wind down a bit, you fucking psycho. Jesus Christ, the night. You know, but sure. Best part of the Christmas dinner. P.S. Do a gig in Newcastle upon Tyne. I make everyone I know listen to your podcast, watch your videos over there. And that's from Lisa Haley or something. Or cheers. Cheers for that. Yeah, I'd like to do a gig over there. I must ask Shane or someone if they've done a gig in Newcastle. See where the fuck you do it. Well, there you go. Best part of a Christmas dinner. I actually enjoy the process of cooking it, you know. But I mean, the thing is, if I'm at like Maureen's parents' house, which I've been a good few times the last few years, whatever way her mum does the ham is ridiculous. Because a lot of people bake hams, or they boil them and then they bake them or whatever, and it stays in a big lump and they cut it, they slice it. Whatever way she does it, it's like, how would you describe it? It's more like pulled pork, but then she puts so much goddamn sugar and honey on it that it's like candied. You know what I mean? It comes out like fucking ham jerky, nearly. And it's fucking outrageous. And I've tried to remake it a million times and I still can't fucking do it. I think it's because they have like a stove, like a wood burning stove in their kitchen, and she puts it in a pot on top of that. So it doesn't get as hot as it would over raw fire or gas. It just kind of simmers, but she leave it all fucking night. So I think it just take, basically all the fat and salt nearly comes out of it. And whatever's left is covered in sugar and it tastes fucking incredible. What's a typical Christmas like for Colin Geddes, and what's the best present you've ever received? I don't fucking know about presents, like, but I don't know. I really don't know. I can't even remember most of them as a kid. Probably, I'm sure getting a bike that I really wanted as a kid was probably the best present I've ever had, because it was like, oh my god, counting down the minutes that I get this fucking bike. Yes! But I don't know. And I actually really don't like getting presents because I feel weird, but I don't know. I'm easily pleased, like. You know, Maureen bought me a fucking, you know, gave me like a sweet Carhartt hat and t-shirt, and I was like, loving it, absolutely loving it. But yeah, I actually really do prefer giving presents more than I enjoy receiving them. What's the crack question for the podcast? What's your opinion on the use of the word horse? I don't really understand where it came from or how it makes sense, just a thought. And that's from Ross Hampolbag. Yeah, I have a problem with a lot of those culty fucking sayings. See, if I go into a shop and there's like a fucking 18-year-old and he goes, "All right, what can I get you, lad?" I'm like, don't you fucking call me lad, you wee dick. And why are boys not being bullied for having fucking perms nowadays? You've went and your ma has paid for you to get your fucking hair permed and you're not being wedgied? Know what I mean? All these wee lads walking down the street, like, the wind's in their hair, and they're like, every single one of them has a fucking tick where their head flies to the side to like throw their wee emo fringe across the front. I can't imagine, like, back in the day, someone just arriving with a perm, you'd have got fucking annihilated. There was a guy in our school, I was good mates with him, he's fucking killing it at the minute. Shout out Kyle Golly, owns an app, Get Invited I think it's called. Does fucking business talks all over the place. I can remember back in school, I'm pretty sure this is before everyone used fake tan. I think he picked a bit up in his goddamn bathroom at home, went, "What's this? Instant tan?" Spread it in his face. Obviously couldn't wash it off. And came into school with fake tan in his face. Got dog's abuse. You know? And now you fucking go, and you probably go into like a high school, and you're like, which one of you fucking knobs isn't wearing fake tan and have your eyebrows waxed and your fucking hair permed? And no doubt your ankle's exposed. Having said that, I do like an exposed ankle when I'm doing a workout, you know? Yeah, don't call me horse. Right, horse? Ah, oh, fuck's sake, horse. Don't call me lad. You know? Mate is about where we draw the fucking line. Who's this? Shambo? 12 underscores. What's good online or in town for snapbacks? I like what I see on your head. This hat is from fucking the Foot Factory in Belfast. Shout out to the Foot Factory. Because I actually bought it before I went to LA, and I was like, did you get that in LA? And I was like, nah, bro, bought it in Belfast. It's a good spot. Yeah, there's a ton of places online. Fucking, there's so many. Fuck me. What do you call that website? There's a website called Surf Dome. I bought a lot of hats off that. Not to be confused you know, Surfdom. Surfdome, yeah. I've bought a ton of shit off that. Flat Spot, is that the other one? There's fucking loads. Like, half of the time I just type in like whatever brand I want, you know, Carhartt or something, and be like hat, and then just buy the fucking thing. What is this, Boring Question Day? Jesus Christ. Where are you likely to meet a Catholic apart from a riot? That's any updates on support acts for January 5th gig? Bring out Mick and talk a load of porn, sure. Looking forward to it. Merry Christmas and have a good one. Yeah, I think Connor Keyes is gonna join me, and I'll say to Mickey if he wants to do it too. The problem is, in this day and age, you know, all these cunts want paid. Oh my God, shut up. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, what do you want to do? Just fucking turn up and pay all these bastards all the money you've just nearly made? Fucking assholes, I swear to God. Anyway, I'm going to get the fuck out of here because there are Dutch pancakes to be et. And that's it. It's been a good year. We'll probably get another podcast out before the year's actually over. Hopefully this pop shield has worked, courtesy of the people at Patreon. Also the merch. We're literally fucking out. You know, what I would call it a technical sellout. You know, when you're left with about 3 t-shirts in about 2 sizes. You know, the Dead On Mafia pink logo ones have fucking fired out. There's a couple left if you're a bigger size. There's literally about 4 Blender t-shirts left. There's fucking... they all just went, so hopefully in the new year we'll get another batch in, and we'll put in a new discount code on the Patreon site. Yeah, and the hoodies have been selling pretty well. And that's it, you know what I mean? Good times. Good year for podcasting. And yeah, we're fucking just trying to step it up again, 2019. Just really switch. I think we're gonna switch providers for the podcast, so it's available everywhere instead of just SoundCloud and iTunes or the podcast app. We'll move it so that it's available on fucking Stitcher and fucking Podbean and fucking Spotify and all that shit. All over the place, bros. And that's it. I'm trying to get some sort of structure put in where I can have my own podcast and then a podcast with a guest and do that every fucking week. But the thing is, you start to do these things around Christmas, and for Christmas, a comedian's, it's like the busiest time of the fucking year. It's unbelievable. Plus thrown in with a whole load of personal shit. Nightmare, guys. You know what I mean? No wonder we drink, is what I'm saying. But that's it, and I'll fucking see yous next week, hopefully. Can I play that song real quick? No. How could you slap? Bastard! Right, I'm out of here. See yous later. Take it easy.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.